Brewers broadcaster Jeff Leverett.
No, he's not going to steal it.
Yeah, that can't happen.
And then he was proud of it.
I wonder if they had meatloaf tonight.
I mean, I'm guessing it's a Chaz Michael situation with Wedding Crashers.
Ma, the meatloaf!
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know what she's doing back there. I never know what she's doing back there.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy.
What we need is a rainout.
I get us a rainout.
Man, there ain't been a cloud in the sky in weeks.
$100 says I get us a rainout for tomorrow.
Well, I don't know who pulled the lever, but Jeff Levering, you got yourself a rainout last night.
I had nothing to do with it. Mother Nature was wreaking her ugly head at us yesterday. But there was no chance of us playing last night, sadly.
You know what's interesting?
And no header today, doubleheader July.
I do feel like MLB has been more on top of this. Let's save fans the trip, and let's call it early. We have the weather intel, and also, what if you could have gotten it in? It would have been an awful night. Nobody wants to be here. Let's try it again when we can set it up later in the summer.
Yeah, it's a smart deal. I know the Rockies pushed up a game time earlier this year. The White Sox did it because they knew that there was bad weather coming in. I mean, the be-all, end-all solution is just put a roof over the top of this place and don't worry about it. But at the end of the day, listen, it was a good decision by everybody to not play yesterday, and we'll just play two when we come back in July, make it 18 games in 17 days. So here we go.
Oof. Well, there is that.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So is there a moment where you just kind of looked around yesterday evening and were like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Did you call up Lane's room? Hey, Lane, rain out. What are we doing?
We all kind of did that in the clubhouse. We were all just kind of sitting around as all the decisions were trying to be made, and we were looking at each other. I was doing a crossword puzzle. I think he was playing Candy Crush or something. And we actually, it was a pretty fun game. They have a poster of all of the umpires in the clubhouse. They have headshots of all the umpires. And Tim Dillard, myself, Andrew Grumman, and Josh Maurer were going over all the headshots, and we said, if these guys weren't umpires, what would their jobs be? So we kind of played a little exercise on what their jobs would be. It was kind of fun. I mean, it killed 15 or 20 minutes, and then we figured out, well, let's all go out to dinner tonight. What do you think? So that's what we did.
I know you won't name names, but just tell us some of the jobs that were cited.
We had part-time band teacher and wrestling coach for one. We had landscape architect. We had a prison guard. I mean, we had some good ones.
So who pitches today? Do they just push everyone back?
Yes, from all accounts, it's going to be Brandon Sproat is going to start today for the Brewers. We haven't heard otherwise, so we would expect it to be Brandon Sproat. It also gives Jacob Mizarrout another couple of days just in case with that cramp situation. So more than likely, he lines up game number one against the Yankees, but I would assume it would be Sproat today.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering is with us here on Brewers 360. Yeah, we talked to Murph yesterday, and he seemed optimistic about Miz. Didn't diminish the fact that he was pretty sore and that was a serious cramp, but that he didn't think he'd be out long-term.
Yeah, it's fair. I mean, he went through his normal routine a couple of days ago, threw a bullpen a couple of days ago, looked good. He's got this apparatus that it's the Paul Skeens one. It's got water in it, and he puts it above his shoulders, and it's got handlebars, and he works on his core that way. So he was doing that and going through all the things, and he looked pretty good in the bullpen the other day. So I would assume he's all systems go for Friday.
You know who else looked really good? Jackson Churio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to bat 1,000 on the season, Jeff, or no?
Boy, I sure hope so. Wouldn't that be amazing? That'd be some kind of a league record, right? Wouldn't it, Vince? Yeah. 4 for 4, you roll out of bed, and it's all right. Rocket here, rocket there. Patience at the plate, working counts, drew a walk, on base 5 times for the second time in his career. I mean, it was a special night to watch Jackson Churio. Unfortunately, the Brewers didn't win on Monday, Tuesday. What day is it today?
Today's Wednesday.
Didn't play. Yeah, today's Wednesday because I'm talking with you guys. So Monday was a lot of fun in St. Louis. So hopefully Wednesday is a lot of fun in St. Louis too.
Not exactly the return that Andrew Vaughn was hoping for. Did he get plunked? Is that how he ended up on base? I think I remember that, right?
He did get hit by a pitch. Yeah. Better days are coming for him.
I knew he was having the surgery. I didn't know they took a bone out in his hand.
Yeah, the hamate bone. It's just a little thing in the bottom of your hand right
you
here.
You don't need that then, I guess, or?
Well, when it breaks, it's not quite the appendix, but it's. I think you can deal without it. You can deal without it.
So I'll give him some room for, I think he was mentioning, still trying to figure out how things feel, how the bat feels, all of these things. Give him some room on that for sure.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And you get a handful of at-bats in the minor leagues. The lights are different than they are up in the big leagues. I mean, things happen. So it'll take a little bit of time for him to get going, but the Brewers are happy to have him back. And I'm sure he'll be in the lineup today as a DH and potentially first base.
Hey, so the Yankees come to town this weekend, which is always funny because then all of a sudden the Yankee fans come out of the woodwork. You're like, what? I didn't know you were a Yankee fan. And there's news in New York. Obviously, broadcaster John Sterling just passed away. A legendary, iconic broadcaster, was 87 years old. And they did something interesting after the game, Jeff, that they're considering doing now. After their last game, I think this was Monday, they beat the Orioles, and after the game, they played Sterling's legendary call of when they win a game. Like, ball game over.
Oh, yeah?
The Yankees win. Like, they actually played that over the PA. And now there's talk maybe that's one way to, like, pay homage to, you know, one of the greatest ending of a game calls there is, right, in a radio broadcast or a play-by-play man, to do that again over and over again.
Yeah, I saw that a handful of broadcasters around the league did a very similar thing when their teams won, and they said, the Mets win, the Mets win. A couple of people used his home run calls, which were very iconic. Every one of his home run calls was different. I mean, it goes back to what we did with Uke last year for the first home run of the season. It was get up, get out of here, gone. But then it was retired after that, and because that was his call. So, I mean, that's kind of where I land on it. But if Yankee fans want to hear his voice for a Yankees win, the Yankees win, then that's what they want to hear. I totally understand that, and I understand it from Brewers fans, too, wanting to continue to hear Uke.
I've been entertained as you've had Tim Dillard with you in the booth here on TV a little bit, and man, that is a different kind of cat, but I love everything that comes out of his mouth.
We have a good time. Yeah. We have a really good time. We just have to keep each other up, or more along the lines, I have to keep him on his tones and keep the train on the tracks.
Well, the train back on the tracks this afternoon in St. Louis, 12:15 first pitch. Thanks, Level.
You got it, guys. Talk to you next week. Come see what the Brewers are doing. Come on and cheer a superstar.